So my name is Benoît Delaloy. I'm the international manager of the Life Talk Summit exhibition, and I'm coming from the northeast part of France. And I'm here now living in Clermont-Ferrand for 15 years. And I don't know, my parents were dairy farmers, and well, I grew up in a farm. My grandparents were farmers, my uncle are farmers, my brother-in-law is farmer, my cousins are farmers. But I didn't take over the farm, and I decided to work in the farming sector, but traveling and meeting people, and that's what I like.
Sounds kind of familiar. I grew up on a farm, fourth of four sons. My dad sold the farm when I was in college and retired, and I ended up broadcasting about farming. So yeah, we've got similar backgrounds from that perspective. Tell us a little about this show. It's the Summit de l'Élevage. In English, that would be the Livestock Summit of the entire European Union. Just let's start there. What is it and who is it for?
Well, the Livestock Summit started 25 years ago here in Clermont-Ferrand. At that time, we had a big problem in Europe. I would say that there was too much milk in the European Union. So the European Union decided to implement some quota for the dairy producers. And in that part of France, well, they couldn't produce any more milk to develop the farms, so they had to find other production to make an income. So they decided to, as we are in the middle of France, and it's a mountainous area, so there's nothing else to do than raising livestock, because we have only pastures and grass, so it's impossible to raise crops or whatever. So if you cannot raise dairy cows, then you have to try other things. And the other thing would be beef cows and sheep, of course. And obviously also most of the famous beef breed in the world, like the Charolais, the Limousin, Salers, or Brac, they all come from this region. So they decided to develop this beef sector. And for that, the farmers' leaders in this region decided to create a new event to promote the beef breeds production. And that's why it came out, the Sommet de l'Élevage, 25 years ago, to promote the native beef breeds. And then, years after years, then other beef breeds decided to join the event to promote their own breeds, as well as the dairy breed, and then the sheep, and then the draft horses, and the machinery, and then from a very local event, it became a national event, and now, well, we hope an international event.
As you mentioned, you've got outdoor exhibits, you've got equipment exhibits, massive equipment exhibits, you've got tons of indoor exhibits, and just a couple thousand head of different livestock. And with that, how many countries involved? And I noticed couple or three dozen partner countries, and what's it take to be a partner?
Well, first of all, concerning figures, yes, we have 1,400 exhibitors coming from 32 countries. Among that, we have 300 foreign exhibitors, well, mostly from Europe, of course, but from, all over the world. And we expect, we'll see tonight the final numbers, but we expect more than 85,000 visitors. Among that, about 4,000 international visitors coming from 84 countries. So, yeah, it's getting more and more important years after years. But so we're working all year round to promote the event, to get some international exhibitors and international visitors. And for that, well, we have some partners in different countries. We have about 20 partners, mostly in Europe, but also in South America, in Africa, and in Asia, to help us to promote the event in their own countries. And so that's why now it's start to pay.
You know, you talked about the educational aspects of the event to pull the farmers together and learn more about how to deal with some of the common interests and common issues of the European Union agriculture as a whole. But it seems to me there's a lot of actual business going on the floor here. These folks come here to learn, but they also come here to buy products and buy cattle and make deals to buy cattle, I guess, and all the above, right?
Sure. Oh, yeah, sure. That's a business event, of course. It's professional events. That's why we do it only during the weekdays. We don't want the weekends because the exhibitors don't want the general public. They don't want to see any kids or families. They just want to see farmers to make business. And, yeah, of course, there's a lot of business going on. The proof is every year exhibitors want to be more and more present. There are always more people. They just want to be there because they know there are very professional visitors coming. And, yeah, of course, they exchange, they talk, they exchange ideas. We have conferences, we have everything. But, of course, they buy cattle, they buy machinery and services. So, yeah, it's really a leading European forum for agriculture.
Is there any other shows like this in Europe that even compare to this?
Well, every country has its own agricultural shows, but very different. We are, well, we say the number one, especially for the beef breeds, as I said, and also because this is probably the biggest event in Europe concerning the livestock exhibition. We have 2,000 animals on shows, and on that side, this is the biggest one.
Now, most of those animals come from the French area, I guess the country of France, of course. But you do have some animals that come from afar. I think you've had a couple of special events this year with the Simmental breed and the Charolais breed. You might explain what went on with those two breeds here this year that was a little extraordinary.
Yeah, well, among the 2,000 animals we have, about 70 different breeds and three species, cattle, sheep and horses. Every breed organizes its own competitions, we say championships. But every year we have one special breed which organizes its national competition. The normal breeds would have between 70, 80 animals on show, and the breeds on national show would have 400 to 500 animals. That's the biggest show they organize during the year in France. So this year was the Charolais, next year will be the Limousine, and on the dairy side, this year was the Simmental breed. And concerning the Simmental, they did organize this year a European championship. That's why we had some cows coming from Austria, from Switzerland, from Germany, from Italy. And, mostly of the cattle coming from France, but yeah, every year we have a few coming from other European countries.
You know, you mentioned the importance of this region, the Auvergne region, I believe it's called, here in southern central France, I guess is the best way to explain it. But this is really the kind of the breadbasket of France and the breadbasket of Europe, especially when you're talking beef, isn't it?
Exactly. That's the biggest place in Europe for beef production. And in our region, in the big region we are, we export about 1 million calves to Italy or so. They get fattened in Italy. And that's the biggest native place for beef breeds in Europe.
I understand you also notice a country each year as your special recognized country. This year it was Colombia.
Exactly. Every year we have a country guest of honor, and this year we had Colombia. Well, for different reasons. It's just Colombia is a big livestock country, a bit similar to our region, a lot of pasture, mountains, and a lot of livestock, and also because the French breeds are present to, you can find the French breeds in Colombia, the Charolais, the Limousine, the Normand, Montbéliard. So we have a lot of similar aspects, and so we decided to have this partnership this year with this Latin American country.
You know, I've got to tell you, we look at France and America, and I've really enjoyed meeting new friends here, making new friends here. But, we're allies in the world in many ways, but we're also fierce competitors agriculturally. We produce, and sell to the same markets globally and compete for that, and trade deals and all these other things. But the hospitality here has just been overwhelming to me. The friendliness of the French people, the comments about, our history together, and a couple of the guys brought up, we still think about the war and what y'all did for us, and I remind them that those of us who are students of history also remember the time the French had our backs in the Revolutionary War, so I guess what we say in America, what goes around comes around, But it's just been a fantastic experience from my view, and I'm rather surprised. I think there's like two or three other people listed from U.S. I think two of the three do foreign business in other countries. And I'm the only U.S. journalist, I've been told, that has ever been here. And might comment on that.
Well, I'm glad to hear you. Yeah, that's true. We, as you say, we very often compete on different things and markets and everything. But, I mean, the U.S. and France have always been friends. I mean, and in the tough times, we know we join together. And concerning the war, of course, we learned that in school. From primary school to college, we know what we own to America. Without you, I would speak German right now, so everybody recognize whatever. whatever are the relations, sometimes it's more hot or cold, but whatever happens, we will always, always remember what America did for us, and we'll be always friends, whatever happens.
And like I say, you go farther back, we might still be under the crown, but, you know, that's several generations back, and we don't have grandparents even that remember that far back anymore, but some of us do study history and remember those things. You guys got a lot of conferences here for farmers, different languages explained through earphones and that kind of things, and I took part in a couple of the tours here, the fantastic opportunity to get out on the countryside and actually see some of the breeding operations and those kind of things. You might touch on those tours, especially for your international visitors. Those are a great opportunity, aren't they?
Exactly. We do organize those tours only for international visitors because we know, well, a normal French visitor would come only one day. He come in early in the morning and leave in the afternoon. He has some work to do in his farm, and okay. For international visitors, it's very different. International visitors come at least for 2 days, especially if they come far away. So they come to see the show, of course, and machinery and the cattle, but, well, after one day, they have seen what they came for. And they are very much interested to go outside the show in the countryside and get to see how it looks like a French farm in the real life, because they know the cattle shown on the show, it's very special. I mean, they have been prepared for months. It's like a bodybuilding competition, so it's not natural, I would say. So they are very much interested to see how it is in the real life, how it looks like a farm, how is the machinery, and take some time to talk with the farmers. And, of course, get to see the countryside. And for that, they really like it. So we organize, and for that, I think it's kind of unique in the world. Well, I've been traveling all over and see many, many shows. And I've never seen such a program. We had about 35 tours every day during 4 days. As you said, to see, well, cattle operation, sheep operation, slaughterhouses, a cheese factory, National Institute, Research Institute, and so on. And every year we have about 1,000 people participating to those tours. And as we know, most of the people doesn't speak French, then we provide some English-speaking students or Spanish-speaking students, because we are in Europe and there's no common language. So if we want people come to see us, we have to adapt and be able to talk with them. So we need some translators, so I'm glad if you like it.
I guess it's always a show that's in the fall, correct? This time of season, the first week of or so, exactly, of October each year?
Yeah, it's for 25 years. It's always the first Wednesday of October, first week of October. Also for different reasons, because there's another shows in France, big show, a bit similar to us, which is in September, so we cannot be in September. And then in October, as we are an outdoor show, from some part of it, then we cannot do it later on, because then, you know, the sun's going down in the rain season and so on. So for us, that's the best time. And also because it's the best time to show cattle, because they have been on pasture all summer, and now the calves as getting wind. They don't drink the
calving
mother
season. Yeah.
Yeah.
About the weaning time.
Exactly. So that's the perfect time to prepare animals and to do some competitions. Yes.
I guess the last question I would have is what would you tell an American cattle producer about this show? Are they welcome to come? I mean, it's I've certainly learned a lot here. I've learned that there's some real misconceptions from the French people about our production and our industry, and I think it's the other way around. There's a lot of misconceptions about your industry as well. But what would you say to American producers about this show that, I'll tell you right now, I'm sure that most or any of them don't even know it exists?
No, of course. Well, of course, any American farmer would be very welcome to come, and it would be our pleasure to welcome them. But it's very hard, honestly, to get American farmers to come over here. North American, especially, also South American, from Argentina, Brazil, it's very hard. Australian, because you guys have very different system of farming, very different to the European one. So in the late 60s, 70s, the European and the French farmers have exported a lot of cattle to the US, to Canada, Charolais, Limousin, Blonde Aquitaine, Salers, and so on. And now you guys have your own genetics, of course, your own machinery, which is adapted to your land, with very big tractors, very big machinery. And as you can see here, we have much smaller equipment. So what would an American farmer would come to, what would he look for here. I mean, you already have everything. And maybe that's probably why American people don't really come here, because we don't have probably the equipment that you need. It doesn't correspond to your system. And so, that's the way I explain it. And we have a lot of people coming now from Africa, from Eastern Europe, from Russia, because they are developing. So they need technologies, they need equipment, they need know-how, they need breeds, genetics. And you guys, you already have all of that. So, I mean, why would you come here and to look for? That's why it's very hard. And in that way, we don't want to waste our money. And honestly, we don't do any, well, almost no promotion in the U.S. or in Canada, because we know you're not so interested by our system.
You know, I think the thing that hit me the most was just the attention that the Europeans and the French beef breeders especially are putting on advancement of their breeds and the breeding techniques. We had several tours dedicated to their breeding techniques. Your culture is a lot of small producers, family producers. They want to protect that background and that heritage. But yet, at the same time, they're pulling together to try to learn more and do better as a group together and advance their breeds and thereby stay more competitive and continue to improve. So I think that's my takeaway, is just the big difference in the image we have and what the reality check is to get it to a show that is so well organized, so well put together, and frankly, so such a nice program and a nice location you have here in Clermont-Ferrand.
Yeah, that's true, and that's our European system, and especially the French system. We wanted to keep the family farm system, and we wanted to keep the farmers in the countryside. Otherwise, if there are no farmers in the countryside, there would be no one. And then everybody would live in the cities, and, I mean, it would be like a desert. And, French politics so far has defended this system, but it's very difficult now to maintain it. We can see the European Union doesn't have much subsidies anymore to give to the farmers, because, of course, with this kind of system, you need to help the farmers, because they're not as competitive in the world market. So if you want that, you need to help the farmers to get an income. And now that there's no more subsidies, or almost, then you have to be bigger, you have to cost the cost, to kill the cost, and then you join your neighbor, you buy your neighbor, you get bigger and bigger, and there's not the less and less farmers in the countryside. And maybe one day it would be like in the U.S. There will be one farmer for 20,000 hectares. We are not at that at the moment, but that's the way we are getting to.
You know, when you mentioned that, it reminded me, you said early on this whole thing started because of the overproduction of milk, and one of the big issues right now, we're back to an overproduction of milk and killing the milk cows and flooding the beef market, and the beef folks are hurting in Europe, and beef prices are down in the U.S., and the cycle is going on. Yeah. But it's funny that world trade, the global trade system, and that we're all hooked to now, and we have to deal with it. It's changing. It's changing a lot of things around the world, and producers everywhere, I think, is having their own issues and their own cultures about those same issues.
Exactly. The scale is different, but the problem are the same everywhere. And it's it's very complicated. I mean, we're talking about overproduction everywhere, and there's still 1 billion of people starving in the world. So, big challenge. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. So, I don't know what is the issue, but we hope that Sommet can bring some, at least a few answers to those issues, or help the people to think about it.
You know, my connection to this whole region is a French farm reporter locally here in Clermont-Ferrand for a newspaper, and we have very few mainstream reporters in America left that write about agriculture, unless it's a story about a crisis from Mother Nature or a story about anti-agriculture issues. Your people in Europe seem to really appreciate their agriculture industry, and they appreciate the agriculture reporters that bring them news about that sector. Mm-hmm. And that's another difference I've seen in our culture. I think many times our urbanites in America don't see us as the partner that your urban people see your farmers as. So it's been a very good cultural experience for me and a great education. I'm looking forward to taking some messages home for my own audience. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gary, and hope to see you again at the Sommet de l'Élevage, and hopefully with other American farmers with you. You're very welcome.
I appreciate
you. See you next year.
Thank you very much.